Financial literacy, how much do we really know and what do we need to know? And today, what we're going to find out here is that we have a major, well, we're going to, you know what, I've talked about it all the time. Two things that always come up on my program. Number one is the indebtedness of our young people. You know, in the effort to create or to satisfy the urging of our parents and others for an education, a college education, what has happened, the demands have put us in a position where we have indebted our young people to some tremendous ugly numbers. And it's of concern, big concern, to the NFCC, the National Foundation Credit Counseling Organization. They have added a new wrinkle to what they do. Right now we're going to get started with Bruce McClary, who is Vice President of Communications, who had the chutzpah to send over to me the information on the new program that they just started. And I'm very excited because we're kind of breaking this to the audience. Bruce, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here and great to be talking about such a very important issue, a critical issue for a lot of people, student loan debt.
It is. It is a tremendous topic because of what we're talking about in terms of debt. When you look at the numbers, 43 million total student borrowers, 7.3 million are at least 90 days delinquent. The total loan debt is above $1.3 trillion. This could collapse things that happen in this country. I mean, how did we get here? And where do you see the role of NFCC in this?
Well, it hasn't been a fast track to this sizable amount of student loan debt, but you can see by the numbers, some of the estimates say that the debt is growing at a rate of $3,000 per second. Now, just sit back and take a moment to imagine that and what impact that's having on the student borrowers, on their parents. It doesn't just stop at the student, and it's a lot of people are in debt because the cost, the expense of a college education has grown significantly over the years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have limited access to some of the scholarships, to the grants, to some of the other funding. And in many cases, a lot of people just aren't aware that some of the resources are out there that can defer the cost. So people are depending more and more on student loans, whether they're federal or private student loans. And so the amount that people are borrowing has just grown out of proportion. And a lot of people throw the term crisis around. Well, it is a crisis. It's impacting people's ability to do the things that they need to do early in their adult lives. Many of the people coming out of college that are burdened with so much of this student loan debt are unable to buy their first home, to buy a car, even to afford the basics of life. When they should be setting aside money for savings, for financial security as they reach retirement, but also to handle emergencies. So it's really – student loan debt is a significant impediment for the personal financial well-being of many young Americans.
There's no greater burden on us than financial burdens when we have them, especially on young people. And yet we I don't want to think badly of how we got here. But why would we expect that our young people, 43 million, those who come out of college, who ought to be feeling free and easy and excited about being – and instead they're looking over their shoulder at $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in debt, and they don't even have a job. This can't be healthy. And that's why NFCC says they have to be properly counseled, right?
Exactly. I mean, this was the seriousness and the size and the scope of this debt and what it's doing to our economy and what it's doing to our young consumers. That was our motivation at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling to take action and take action as quickly as possible. Now, we put together this program, this National Student Loan Counseling Program, which just launched, as a way to connect these millennials, these consumers, the college graduates, not just undergraduates, but also graduate school students as well, which have a very sizable amount of debt, to connect them with the solutions that can help them manage the debt effectively and get control of their finances.
When we come back, we're going to let you know a little bit more about what NFCC really is and how you can reach out to them and how they can be of help to you, what you can expect. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Barry, here on the Radio America Network. I'm excited to be with you. I hope you're excited to hear what we have to say to you. We'll be right back with more. I've got three kids. They're not kids. They're young adults. All three have graduated from college. Hooray. I'm very excited about that. But, folks, in terms of doing that, in order to do that, I put them and me, we're in debt. There's no question about it. So I'm not talking about what could happen to others. I'm telling you what's happened to me. And I know what it feels like. And I've got a son who's home trying to find a job and knows that he owes 20, 30, whatever it is, whatever that amount is. And it's a burden on him because he says, Dad, I don't want you to pay that. And yet I can't do that. I don't have a job. And Bruce, my son represents millions of young kids out there, young people, young adults. So they need to get proper counseling. I'm not going to send them to just anybody, but that's the beauty of having them come to someone that's been in. How long have you guys been operational, doing exactly what you're doing here?
The NFCC has been around since 1951. It is the oldest and longest serving nonprofit organization dedicated to the financial well-being of Americans. So we're not the new kids on the block. We're certainly experienced in dealing with personal finance, and the launch of our National Student Loan Counseling Program is just the next logical evolution of our service because it is such a critical issue for so many people right now.
And if you can believe it, folks, there's no established student loan counseling provider until now. Established one using a licensed people who know what the heck they're talking about.
Right. The counselors that are delivering the student loan counseling, they are certified, and they are the most comprehensively certified counselors providing nonprofit student loan counseling anywhere. They're certified for credit counseling. They're certified for budget counseling. They're certified for housing counseling. Many of the NFCC member agencies are HUD-approved housing counseling agencies. So they're not only trained and equipped to properly deal with and address the many issues associated with student loan debt, but we all know that student loan debt isn't living in its own little capsule. It affects so many other areas of a person's personal financial life. So these counselors are equipped to deal with those matters as well.
And, folks, this is not Chicken Little yelling about the sky is falling. What is falling is the credit, our basic credit reliability, because unless we do something about $1.3 trillion, unless we find a way to solve this, it's only going to make things matters worse in our economy. I mean, the market's going, all kinds of things are happening, but we can't have our young people in debt to this amount of money. It affects everything. So people want to reach out to you. What do they do? How do they do it?
If they want to reach out for student loan counseling, there's a website. It's studentloanhelp.org. That's studentloanhelp.org. Or they can call a toll-free number to get in touch directly with a counselor right away, and that's 877-406-6322. And I'll read that number again, 877-406-6322 to connect with a student loan counselor at the NFCC.
Studentloanhelp.org. We're talking about 43 million total student borrowers. Not all of them are in trouble, but more than not are in trouble to the tune of $1.3 trillion. So you're not going to work your way out of this. Heck, if you knew how to work your way out of it, you wouldn't be in trouble in the first place. So look, they're here. You know what bothers me all the time, and I talk about it. The reason I'm on the air talking to you is to let you know that there's something available to you that you didn't know about. Now, how is the NFCC is sitting there all over the country willing to help you, and you're standing around the house, well, I don't know what we're going to do. Yes, you know what you're going to do. Call them. I mean, go online and say, help us. That's what you want to happen.
Right, and there are a lot of options out there for student borrowers. It can be confusing, and connecting with an NFCC student loan counselor helps guide people through that process. But it's not just about matching people with student loan debt repayment programs. That's only one small aspect of it. It also involves counseling, financial counseling that can help people manage their personal finances better while they get matched into the right debt repayment program through student loan help.
When's the last time you've been in the library? Well, I'll tell you what, if you're a military family, it's a place you ought to be looking toward. And when we come back, Laura Clark is going to join us from the LA. We're going to talk about another program that also the NFCC is collaborating with, associated with. It's a great day for us, folks. We'll be right back. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.